By the time you read this, we'll know who the winner of the Great British Pottery Throwdown is. There'll be a sizeable number of you who neither know nor care what I'm talking about, but bear with. This harmless TV show lumps together a dozen amateur potters and, week by week, winners out the ones who don't know their raku from their elbow. Hosted by a bear of a man called Keith, who blubbers when things go well, and his sharp-eyed co-ceramicist Sue, who doesn't, it's feel-good TV because everyone is so nice to each other, and Lord knows we could do with a bit of that these glum COVID days. It's inspirational as well. It makes you want to get out there and get wet clay under your fingernails, spin up the potter's wheel and recreate that scene from Ghost. Makes you want to get busy with the glaze and then sweep up all the broken bits after it's blown up in the kiln. There are many talented potters in the county, most of whom probably poo-poo the antics on Throwdown, but that's fine. In fact, there are many talented artists in all fields making the most of their creative vibes in Norfolk. I come from an artistic family. Well, half an artistic family, really, as it's the distaff side who display all the talents. Mother, sister and niece have all the skills when it comes to arty things. I peaked at school, art-wise, with an avant-garde interpretation in clay and plaster of Achilles doing battle with Hector outside the gates of Troy. It was something to behold. I have no idea where it went, but don't be surprised to see it in the trembling hands of a ceramics expert on a future antiques roadshow. I've thought about picking up brush, easel and palette and heading for the North Norfolk coast. Those big skies don't look that hard to do. Stripe a yellowy beige at the bottom, fill the rest with shades of blue, painted on horizontally, a couple of V's for seabirds and off to the gallery it goes. I jest, of course, but that's the thing about art and life in general. People who are good at it make it look easy. The rest of us... But I do have some small talent with paint and brush, which is why I'll be in the kitchen this weekend with the Dulux and, like Keith, be getting all emotional.